Amen. Thank you, Lord, for bringing us all together for this praise and worship night. We praise you, Lord, that all is going to be great tonight. Lord, we ask that you keep us, get us all to press in tonight, because we sure need your help. We thank you, Father, for your presence among us. We thank you for your Holy Spirit to filling us and keeping us going in the ways that you want us to. Lord, we thank you for this great tribulation that you're bringing the bride through right now, so that we will know what to do when the big one comes. And we praise you, Father, for bold faith in everyone. And we thank you, Lord, that doubt and unbelief is not invited in here. It can't come. It's gone. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Father, for your cleansing power to take it out of us. And we praise you, Father, for taking all things that are not of God out of each and every one of us, Lord. And getting rid of the world is too, Lord. That is a big distraction. And I thank you for doing it, Lord. Thank you, Father, for bringing us into that realm to where we can hear you at all times, 24/7. And Father, I just praise you and I glorify you for doing it for all of us. All that wants it, Lord, and I want it. What was that? Do you really want me? Yes, Lord, we do. We really want you. In Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father, for bringing us into that realm of where you are at all times. Thank you, Father, for a great time tonight with all my brothers and sisters. And it's going to be praise and worship tonight. Lord, we thank you for this open heaven you have given us. And we thank you, Father, that every prayer that we pray is answered in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Amen. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Anybody got a prayer request? All right. I see that the Galchenkos and Nick and Benita are all together. That's great that they all got to meet with one another and have supper together. That was awesome. Hey, Lana. Theo. Hey, boys. Hey, Nick. Oh, my, you got a van full, don't you?
Bubblegum.
What did he say?
Bubblegum. They're busy chewing their new bubblegums.
Oh, bubblegum. Oh, good. All right. What you grinning about, Nick? How you doing, buddy?
Good. We went to the zoo today with them, so.
Awesome. All right. All right. Has anybody got a prayer request or a testimony, song, or something? This is praise night. It's going to be a short one. I think I got five songs so far, six, seven songs. Yeah. Yeah, Julie.
We can always find more songs.
Well, sure. Never, yeah, I've got
praise
a bunch
God.
Of
I don't think we're
left.
Ever going to run out of songs that are praise and worship our God.
No, no. I wouldn't praise think so. By the way, the subject for next Tuesday night is going to be, let me think how I can phrase this. Should we listen to praise songs from churches or fellowships that we know are out of the will of God? That's a good subject we're going to talk about Tuesday night, next Tuesday. Okay. There is an answer, and there is a a limitation. I guess I don't know. I don't like that word. Okay. All right. Here we go. Anybody got something they want to say before we begin the great, wonderful praise we're going to have tonight? I got it. Okay, hang on just 1 minute. Yeah, Isaac, go ahead, brother.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Good to see y'all.
Howdy.
Well, hello. So, y'all remember Tuesday? I went on a little too long about Jezebel when I was dealing with at work. So, my direct supervisor, he wanted to talk to me about it. And I said, man, I'll tell you what, let's talk about it after the shutdown because you got a lot on your plate. You know, I don't want to put that on him. And he goes, oh, let's just go talk about it. And I said, all right. So we go talk about it. And I tell you what, it really worked out well. He said, Isaac, the next time they schedule a meeting, cause they're going to have that meeting here soon. Maybe in the next few weeks, right? Like this part of the job right now, we're in like, it's like a week and a half of all productions down. We're rebuilding equipment and doing big projects. So, he said, we're going to go in a meeting and I want you to invite me. I said, right. And he goes, and we're going to let her know that you don't work for her. We're going to make sure she quits crossing the boundaries. And he goes, he said, because we can't establish that precedent here. They don't know what needs to happen on the equipment. I said, no, they don't. And he goes, so we're going to nip it in the butt. And he said, so make sure you invite me. And what I like about him is he's actually a God fearing man. He knows. I asked him, I said, you ever heard about Jezebel? And he says, yeah. And we talked about it a lot because he went to go be a pastor at one point in time. And he just kind of pulled out of it altogether. But we have real good conversations, me and him. But he told me that and thanks to the Lord that the Lord always puts these people out of favor on me. But we're going to have a conversation with her, and that's a wrap. I'm just put it that way. So I'm pretty excited. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for doing that quickly.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. All right. Y'all have to excuse me. I'm trying to do two things at one time, and I'm failing miserably. No, I'm not. In Jesus' name, I got this thing. Glory to God. All right. Anyone else? Thank you, Isaac. Yeah, that's great. That's great news that your supervisor is backing you up. That's good. Always like to bring mine back me up. I had an engineer also that was my backup. We were real good friends. All right, anyone else? Okay, y'all ready for some praise and worship? Yeah, let's do it. Let me see. Thank you, Lord. Everything's going to work perfect tonight. Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Lord, hallelujah.
You are not flesh and bone. You are not weak. Slow, you're everything brave and bold, and you're fighting for us. You are not distant or cold, your heart's not angry or closed, and even in ways we don't know, you're fighting for us. To your
You fiercely defend us till we stand delivered. You're fighting for us.
Yeah. Overcome with joy, I sing by your love. hearts always hunger for. Oh, our hearts always hunger for. Wonderful, merciful Savior, precious Redeemer and friend. Who would have thought that a lamb could rescue the souls of men? Oh, you rescue the souls of men. Counselor, Comforter, Keeper, Spirit we long to embrace. You offer hope when our hearts have hopelessly lost our way.
I know the way. You think you're a lion, but I call a spade, you're just a kitten running up. Come on!
Wait!
That's right.
Hey!
This is the lion that cannot be.
Hallelujah. price you paid for us. Now you gave yourself so completely, precious Lord. Now our sins are gone, all forgiven, covered by your blood, all forgotten. Thank you, Lord. Oh, I love you, Lord.
You must increase while I become less. Keep your servant from willful sin, so I'll stand blameless before your throne. I will worship in spirit and in truth. Teach me discipline to meditate on you. You give up your life, I must give my all to you. So I can see. I will worship in spirit and in truth. Teach me discipline to meditate on you. You gave up your life, I must give my all to you. So I can see. Remove the veil so I can see. Remove the veil so I can
is enthroned on justice. will come down.
The shout of triumph to the Lord God Almighty.
With the sword of the Spirit in our hand, the word of God in our mouth. With the blood of Jesus to set us free, we have the victory. The heavens must roll back as people of faith arise, declaring the authority we have in Jesus' name. Demonic forces bow, devils stand aside. You have no power, you are finished, finished. The heavens must roll back,
they must roll back.
As people of faith arise, declaring the authority we have in Jesus' name. Demonic forces bow,
they bow.
Devils
behold, he comes riding on a cloud, shining like the sun. At the trumpet call,
yes, yeah, yeah, yes.
So lift your
of Elijah, declaring the word of the Lord. And these are the days of your servant Moses, righteousness being restored. And though these are days of great trial, of famine and darkness and sore, still we are the voice in the desert, crying, prepare ye the way of the Lord.
Behold, he comes,
hey,
riding on a cloud,
yes,
shining like the sun. At the trumpet call, so lift your voice. It's the year of Jubilee,
yeah,
out of Zion's hill, salvation comes.
Yeah. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes.
the triumphs coming fresh. And these are the days of your servant David, rebuilding a temple of praise. And these are the days of the harvest, yes, Lord. The fields are as white in your word. Yes, and we are the laborers in your vineyard, declaring the word of the Lord.
Behold, here he comes, like
a fire.
Here he comes,
hey! Come on. Say.
There's no God like Jehovah.
There's no God like Jehovah. There's no God like Jehovah. There's no God like Jehovah. There's no God like Jehovah. There's no God like Jehovah. There's no God like Jehovah. There's no God like Jehovah. There's no God like Jehovah. There's no God like Jehovah.
Yeah. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphim, each one had six wings. With twain he covered his face, with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord, the whole earth is full of his glory. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord, the whole earth is full of his glory. And the posts of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Then said I,
Woe unto me! Woe unto me! I'm undone, for mine eyes have seen the King Almighty.
Seraphim unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongs from off the altar, and he laid it upon my mouth, and said, Lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin purged. Also, I heard the voice of the Lord saying,
Who shall I send? And who will go for us? Then said I, Lord, here I am. Whom shall I send? Whom shall I send? And who will go for us? Then said I, Lord, here I am.
Jesus. How wonderful you are.
Of my heart, Lord, open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see. Eyes of my heart, Lord, open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open my eyes, Lord, open the eyes of my heart, Lord, open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want. Open
I want to see you. I want to see you. Oh, yes, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open my eyes. Lord, I want to see you. I want.
Come on back from the wilderness, the wilderness and roar.
listen, Roy, hallelujah. Come on back from the wilderness, so weary from your tears. Come on back from the wilderness, wilderness and Roy, hallelujah. Come on back from the wilderness, and every breath is free.
You need a friend. And Jesus said, call my name, because I'll be there.
When you're down in trouble, you need some love and care. Ain't nothing, ain't nothing going right.
Hello, I'm Malcolm Hives.
I'm Jason Walker.
I'm Chris Turner.
And this video
was uploaded by
Humble
Is.
can only imagine what it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine. I can only imagine when that day comes and I find myself standing in the sun. I can only imagine when all I would do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine, yeah. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. Yeah, I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in all of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine.
I hear the voice of one cry. I hear the voice of one cry. Prepare.
the preacher preaching when the well is dry. To the lost soul reaching for a higher high. From the young man working through his hopes and dreams. To the widow walking through the veil of tears. Every man and woman, every old. Father's daughter, every mother's son. I feel it in my spirit, feel it in my bone. Gonna stand in line, gonna bring them all back home. Oh, I can hear that thunder in the distance. It's like a train on the edge of the sun. I can feel
revive us, Lord. Amen. Lord of God, revive all of us, Father God. Woo, my. Thank you, Jesus. All right. That's a pretty good one there. Y'all came through. Yeah, Joe.
You forget about my one I started playing in the chat.
I just played yours.
No, that was Joe DeBrosio. Mine was All Who Are Thirsty. Sorry, okay.
Well, I think that was yours, revival. Sorry, Joe.
That's fine.
I'll sing it next time, okay?
I'll remember that.
You can back me up out of that. Or I'll back you up. That'd probably be better. Oh, my. Thank you, Lord. Okay. Couple of things. I want you to remember what we said the other night, what the Lord told us the other night. And you got this, and everybody got this in the email, didn't they? Things that I sent you about what the Lord said. He's getting us ready. He wants us to be ready when this thing comes. We're going through a wilderness now, so we don't have to struggle through the next one that's coming. Because those that make it through the wilderness this time, we'll have to worry about the next one. He said, to be closer to me, you need to let go of all subtle idols what would you rather be doing than in my presence? Nothing. Or what are you doing without my presence with you? Yeah, we ought to be walking in that. Ought to be. If you aren't constantly communing with me now, how will you commune with me every moment for all eternity? Choose wisely, as your decisions now affect your eternity. Count these trials as joy. Sometimes that's hard to do. You go through things they're struggling through, you know. But that's what he wants us to do. He wants us to quit the complaining and start praising. Because we know we'll get through them. He's just working that junk out of us. And a blessing. Count these trials as a joy and a blessing that you are worthy to suffer for my name's sake. That you will be holy without spot or blemish and be able to stand in my presence. Lord God. To my chosen, I will keep destroying every idol you have that isn't me. I am jealous for you, and I'll do what it takes for you to choose me in everything. I will show you that there is no answer or satisfaction in anything other than me. In other words, I believe he says he's going to do whatever it takes for us to let go of all the items that we have collected over the years. And it's going to hurt if I'm harsh with it, but ultimately it's for our own good. He says to rest in my promises. If they will manifest. Yes, they will. Lord of God, we could just rest in his promises. Lord, you promised me this, or you promised me that. And I'm seeing it done. By his stripes, I am healed. I'm believing you for it. I'm confessing it every day. Submit to me and the devil will flee. Seek me on my purpose in this. Seek me on my purpose in this trial of what I am trying to teach you. Okay, yeah, let's see. Seek me on my purpose in this trial and what I'm trying to teach you. Learning this lesson quickly helps the trial pass quicker. But do so without doubt, complaint. Oh, how we love to complain. Oh, you just don't know what I'm going through, Lord of God, I tell you. Yeah, he knows. He's putting you through it. And so he said, thank you, Jesus, that I am being tried like your son. You put me on the cross, bless God, and I thank you for it, Father. This feels so good. Man, that's going to be so good to get rid of all this garbage that I've collected over the years. Thank you, Lord. He says, learning this lesson quickly helps the trial pass quicker, but do so without doubt and complaint. I am for you and not against you. Everything, he says, everything I do is to perfect you, but I can only do my work when you allow me to. Father, I open up myself to you. Just do what you have to do to get me ready. That should be our cry. Should be us mine. I'm hoping that he'll bring me through it, you know. How many of you know that when you surrender yourself, every distraction in the world comes in front of you? And we just have to say, no, this is more important. Allow your eyes to be opened to see in which areas you are out of my will. Allow me to help you get rid of all earthly mindset and carnal reasoning. Ooh, yes, Lord. Remember, I am in control no matter what happens. Get deep into my presence. Meditate and seek me with all your mind, soul, and spirit, and you'll clearly see. You will see clearly in the light the truth of what is going on and why in my presence you will discern the evil and good and see the things that are really in your heart. Give the sin to me. I want to take it away from you, but I won't force it from you. Look at those that fell away. You are a witness to what happens to those that won't give up their hidden sin. The path they take is a dangerous one that only a few will turn back from. How many of you know it looks like God's shaking everything that can be shaken inside of us to bring all of those secret things in us up to light so that we can allow him to do it and be closer to him when we do it? Ooh, glory to God. Anybody got anything to help me with that? Help me get through these trials. I wish there was a pill we could take to just go ahead on and get to it, you know, but there's not. He wants us to be pure and holy and walk on this narrow pathway with him. And the only way that we do that is to allow him to get down in us. There's nothing we can do. I just believe, Lord, that you're doing it in me. And I thank you for doing it too. I know there's times that it hurts. And it hurts inside and outside. But Lord, I know it's going to be worth it when it's over. Glory be to God. And I thank you for doing this for everybody here. So a lot of times we don't want to hear about the things that you're cleaning out of us. But Lord, we know it's necessary. And we praise you for doing it in us too. You love us so much, you want to do it for us. And that is what's amazing to me. All we have to do is just believe you, go through it, walk through it with you, Lord. Thank you, Father. I know there's some here that's suffering a lot. But just hang on, because God's coming. He's doing it in you. He's doing it in all of us. Anybody got any questions or any comments on this? Not walking, getting rid of everything that God wants us to get rid of. You know, it's not a debate with God. He's not going to debate it with you. He'll either say, okay, I'll help you if you want me to help you. I'll get rid of it. But if you don't want him to help it, you'll just be, you know, wherever you are. He said in this thing, he said, there's people in my kingdom that don't even want to be close, as close to me as they can get. They just want to be, you know, out there. And that's the people in the lowest part of heaven. How many of you want to be in the lowest part of heaven? Don't raise your hand. I want to be as close as I can get to the Lord's throne, because that's where he is. That's where that love that permeates out from him is. And that's what I want to be in, that love bubble, so to speak. So I encourage everybody to just let God do it. Let God be God in us. Father, I pray for all of my brothers and sisters here tonight that we would all, as one here, as a fellowship, run after you, Lord, with all of our hearts and allow you to take all of this stuff out of us that we've collected all these years and become that great white, wonderful bride that's coming on the scene, Lord. Take out all the doubt and unbelief. Take out everything in us, Lord, that's not going to help us in the days ahead. Take the world out. Take the flesh out. Take out all the items. and just wipe us clean, Lord. And show us where we need to do, what we need to do and how we need to do it, or what we need to do. And I thank you, Father, for placing it in us to feed on the word constantly. In Jesus' name. Bless my brothers and sisters here, Lord, with your presence and your speaking to them 24/7. Like you said you do, you want to do that. And I thank you, Father, for doing that. Lord, we don't want angels talking to us. We want you talking to us. And I thank you for doing that for all of us, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Well, it looks like we've run out of time here. Yes, that's right, my brother. Together forever, one in him. Glory to God. All right. Y'all be blessed, you hear?